This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day, which is the 0-5 start for the Braves is not the worst thing that happened yesterday to the Braves. So we'll get to all of that Braves-related stuff. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20 as well. Some college football conversation with G-Day right around the corner.
Yeah,
just, 11 days. Not this weekend, but next weekend will be G-Day. And then we'll get to an AMA an hour from right now.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking back to the five pages of notes.
Okay. That really is the most interesting thing that came out of them talking.
Said he took five pages of notes. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to say, was he like the court reporter, you know, trying to type everything they say? Was he trying to write down everything Kirk said?
Yeah, I don't know. You just bullet point it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He bullet point, then, okay, Kurt, I got all this, and I will look over it and give you my answer.
Right. Or maybe there was like,
you wants know, a trade.
Okay, here's
wants to
the,
be a starter.
Right, here's the topic,
yes.
Trade. And then the little bullet points on that.
Yes.
Okay. Staying here. Bullet points on that.
Yes.
And then maybe they did some other like life conversations.
Maybe.
How are the kids? Let me take some notes on that.
Maybe.
How are your kids? How's the foundation going? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got any plans to see anybody else important lately or coming up? And Kirk would have said, yeah, tomorrow I'm going to see the president.
Yeah.
And then Arthur would be like, wow, that's pretty cool. That'll be, well, are you in D.C. right now? Well, okay, cool. That explains the area code. And I don't know. I have no idea what they talked about an hour.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean,
please trade me.
Please trade me. No. or we'll consider it if the price is right. Well, sir, I would really like to go now so I can know where my family's going to be at, blah, 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 blah. Now, I completely think that all of that's off the table. I'm thinking he's wanting to wait until after the draft.
Yeah.
Now, if Cleveland takes a quarterback at number two, right? Say, for instance, Shador.
Yeah.
Then what?
I don't know. Then we're blanked.
Okay. And what if Aaron Rodgers does go to Philadelphia? I mean, Pittsburgh.
That doesn't help.
Okay. Then where's it to go?
I don't know. Okay. Here.
Now, if Cleveland takes a quarterback at the top of the second round.
Okay.
What does that mean?
Get you a bridge.
Okay. All right. So that's how you view it?
Kirk Bridge? Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just curious how, like, I know he doesn't want to go somewhere where they're going to draft a quarterback, but what if they do take a second round guy?
Right. Is it okay if he's a second rounder, Kirk?
Hey, Kirk, it's okay
if we're going to get
a second round guy.
Because we know how you felt about the first rounder.
Yes.
What about a second rounder? Or what a third rounder? Would your feelings be okay then?
Yes.
How are you as a note taker?
Very, very good. But I'm the only person that can read my notes.
Oh, that's even better.
Yes. I'm a very, very horrible writer. Meaning my penmanship is not the best. When I want to take my time, my penmanship is good. But for the most part, it's not. It looks like chicken scratch. And I never seem to. Like, my notes would be all over the place. Like, they'd be sideways sometimes. It'd be straight up and down sometimes. Uh-huh. But it's just all about, you know.
But you know what it is.
I know what it is. It's all that matters.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I thought I had good penmanship. I guess I had only seen, like, other dudes until I got married. And then my wife was like, you don't have good penmanship.
Yeah.
So she doesn't let me do any. Like, you know, we write Lily or Jack's height on the wall.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote her name the first time.
Uh-huh.
She was like, never
it was
again.
Awful.
Never again.
Yeah, no,
what you need to do is paint white over it so I can do it and then write it. And she does have much better penmanship.
We have that height check.
I will give her the benefit. I'll give her the nod on that one. But mine's not that bad.
Right.
Like it said, Lily, you can read it.
It's all that matters, right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, whatever, man. That's that thing because it's going to be there forever and all that other stuff. Like we have a board that's like 6 foot, a little bit taller than me.
Uh-huh.
That's how we measure them out.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, okay. And she's the same way. I'll write it. That was the difference. You know who was who. I mean, Bastion didn't all of a sudden just fly past Samson.
Right, no, not yet.
You know what I mean?
It's incremental. It's going to take time.
But no, I think I have good penmanship, but I am definitely a person who can only read his own writing a lot of times.
She X'd me out of that.
Yeah.
I was so happy. I love doing it. Now I don't get to do it anymore. I can measure them.
Right.
And do the line.
How often do y'all do that?
Once a year.
Okay.
On birthdays.
Okay.
That's it. Otherwise, you know, there's too many lines.
Yeah, but we'll do it randomly.
Yeah.
We'll do it randomly because he's taller than her now.
Oh, yeah, so, okay. Yeah, yeah, so he loves that.
Yeah, so he's taller than his mama now. So
my brothers are also jerks, so they all came over and put their height up there because me and Ashley put our heights up there. So they're all just like, okay, we get it. You're all three taller than me. That's great. Get out of my house. That's
exactly.
Get out of here.
Dude.
You guys had your shoes on when you
did
it.
That's foul.
All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
How y'all going to just ruin another man's house?
Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
As we have already established, today is, in fact, April 1st, otherwise known as April Fool's Day. April Fool's Day. Although there will be no silliness here. Randy is not moving to the Philippines. Everybody is in their place, the same place they were yesterday. Didn't stop Tiger Woods, though. I'm not sure if you may have seen this news earlier on Twitter, Andy. This morning.
Instagram. I saw it on Instagram.
Was it IG?
It was on both, but I saw it on Instagram.
Takes to Twitter, IG, social media. I can't believe I'm saying this, but a few weeks after rupturing my left Achilles, the sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber plus the explosive lifts my doctors and trainers have me working to play the Masters next week. Can't wait to see y'all on the course. Tiger the Prankster.
Yeah, luckily nobody fell for that.
Nobody fell for it.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure people fell for it.
Yeah, there's a guy at the Kia Studios who fell for it. Andy fell for it.
No, I'll say I fell for it briefly.
Yeah.
But it was a very short period of time.
But you.
I did. I was like, what? Oh, it's April 1st. And then I was like, what a jerk. Why would he do that?
Oh, come on.
Can I make you feel better?
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel bad.
Tracy Wolfson fell for it.
Oh, did someone fell for it so bad they posted it?
Yeah.
Who?
Now, I will say this.
Tracy Wolfson.
Who's that?
She's a sideline reporter.
Why do people act like I'm supposed to know everybody's damn name?
I don't know. I'm just telling you who she is.
She's like on their first team. She's like their one seed.
That's awesome. I'm sure she does an amazing job. Don't be looking out for Tracy, but I will start looking out for her.
She does a nice job.
I believe it.
I will say this for Tracy's defense. If you read the comments, a lot of other people got too.
Yeah.
A lot of commenters on the Tiger Woods.
So did she repost it or something?
She must have, yeah. Oh, she must have.
Damn.
I mean, look. The guy won the U.S. Open with a broken leg.
Yeah, and he was also like 20-something.
He was younger,
yeah.
He was younger.
It's also
an example of when you want something to be true,
yes.
You will allow yourself to believe that it is, even briefly. It was brief. I didn't even turn to say anything. I was actually peeing while it happened. I was at the urinal. I didn't even get got for a whole pee.
Also, why you probably shouldn't be checking social media and using the restroom at the same time.
Yes.
Why not? What else am I supposed to be doing?
Looking at, I don't know, look at the wall. Or
I've peed so many times.
I don't see how people do that. It blows my mind that people actually, you can't get off it for that long of a, you know. It's 60 seconds. Maybe 30.
It's like, you know, it's easy.
I just have a fear of dropping my phone in the urinal, I guess.
Oh, I got good hands.
Are you going to get it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
In a urinal? Sure.
Sure.
Okay.
Toilet, too. Things are waterproof.
Outhouse.
What time of day? Beginning of the concert or end of the concert?
Well, it'd be easier to get at the end of the concert.
Oh, God.
They'd be sitting on
top. Closer.
So you may not be the only person that fell for an April Fool's Day prank. So I was sitting there thumbing through the internet this morning, and I run across a ad by the Pittsburgh Pirates AA affiliate, the Altoona Curve, and how they were going to have an alter ego jersey this year. And I'm like, oh, wow, that's cool. I'm going to print off some other alter egos and see what y'all think about these. So what they were going to do in an effort to continue to just make as much money off they can of Paul Skeens without putting a good baseball team around him.
Or paying him.
Or paying
him. Yeah, paying him.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So I saw an ad earlier that I cannot find now, which is why I think it may be April Fool's Day thing. The Altoona Curve were going to have for 5 games. They were going to have an alternate ego. They were going to call themselves the Altoona Livies.
Oh, that's
there were jerseys on this post and everything, and I cannot find it now. They were purple and gold jerseys, and they had a little L on the hat. That's her hair, and then it had like a picture of her cartoon version.
That's
even
creepy.
So whoever did this,
yeah,
It's a genius post, unless the Altoona curve are really doing this, but I can't find it anywhere.
Yeah, it's a funny joke.
We all get got sometimes.
It would be creepy if they did it. You got a Livy.
It would not surprise
me. That's his girlfriend.
Oh, it's again, I don't know who his girlfriend is.
Yeah. Livy Dunn, yeah.
If they did her hair as the L?
It was just a hairy L. Yeah, just like a
hairy
ponytail.
L.
Yeah.
yeah, that would be creepy.
Well, speaking of...
Yeah, there was something on...
April Fool's jokes that are not jokes, but probably should be. You know, just when you go to think that you feel bad for being a Braves fan, at least you're not a fan of the two teams that are playing in minor league ballparks this season.
God.
Both of which are 500 or better teams.
Yes.
But the Sacramento A's, or just the Athletics, had their home opener yesterday, and they did do something really, really cool with throwing out the first pitch.
Fans throwing out the ceremonial first pitches are the daughters of the late, great Ricky Henderson, Angela, Alexis, and Adriana. Catching the first pitches, A's outfielder Lawrence Butler, Ricky's childhood friends Dave Stewart and Fred Atkins.
Love.
I didn't know Ricky was childhood friends with Dave Stewart.
I love Dave Stewart.
Or if that was a misspeak,
dude,
but they
Dave
might have
Stewart
been.
Love Dave Stewart.
Absolute
Dave Stewart
menace.
Yes.
What a great pitcher.
Love Dave Stewart. I thought that was really cool and everything. Everything else outside of that was awful.
Awful. It's just going to be a season-long bad situation.
Yeah, it was awful.
And it's going to – for 3 years?
Oh,
is
a three-season-long
yeah.
bad situation.
Oh, my goodness. I thought it was at least two.
What a shame.
It's three long years of that crap?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
What a shame.
So I'm not sure how y'all feel about Dave Portnoy. I'll watch some of his pizza videos. You know, he'll grade pizza and whatever. I can't say that I agree with his pizza takes because it sounds to me like he likes pizza that stands up and it doesn't flop. Maybe he's just making fun of Brooklyn-style pizza because he's a Bostonian. So here's Dave Portnoy, his take on the torpedo bats. Turns out he is actually just a whiny Boston fan.
But you got to get rid of the torpedo bat. It's unfair to the pitchers. It's stupid for the game. If you get sawed off, you hit the ball in the label. Again, that means you stink. You don't take wood from the handle and put corked wood and make this torpedo thing. So all you got to do is I should be in the major leagues with this thing. Unbiased rant.
So there you go. Boston, who was favored to meet the Braves by a lot of people in the World Series this year, is also 1-3, so I'm sure that's where a lot of that's coming from.
I would like to have his bank account.
Yeah, definitely. But
that
he's an effing dirtbag, in my opinion.
Yeah. Not a great dude.
Yeah, dirtbag.
So not to be outdone by Paul Skeens, but he almost was. There was a Shohei Ohtani baseball card that hit the auction block last week. Closes out Saturday. This is a one-of-one with a piece of pant from Shohei Ohtani's 50-50. I don't know if from the 50-50 night where it happened or just from the season. It's probably just from the season, but it is a one-of-one baseball card. $1,067,500.
For a card?
With
a piece of pants on it.
With a piece of Shohei's pants on it. Things rich people spend their money on.
Yeah, that's wild.
I like it.
I have an Edgar Martinez card with a piece of his jersey on it.
Uh-huh. You pay how much for it?
$8 at a card store.
You know, I've seen videos of people taking apart these cards that have the actual, you know, like the pieces of the pant or the piece of the base.
Yeah.
Apparently, you don't have to, by rule, you don't have to put a piece of pant or logo or jersey that the player on the card had played with.
Oh.
It could just be anything.
So, but they do have to label the article of clothing or article, you know,
okay,
rip or whatever. They have to label it. So if you take these cards apart and look on the back of it, it will tell you who actually owned the uniform that this piece of jersey was taken off.
So here's your Edgar Martinez card with Willie Bloomquist pants.
Pretty
on.
Much.
Oh,
could
cool.
Be, yeah.
Thanks. That's awesome.
Yeah, that sounds exactly what that sounds like. Pretty much. Well, you got hosed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why the authentic, all that stuff, that always worries me because I don't want to have to go after somebody for getting me something like that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be worse. Like you buy a fake autograph or something and you think it's really worth something and then you get it authenticated.
Yes, and they tell you like,
this is
like, what?
Some guy did this.
I paid $200,000 for this. Like,
now, I have to think at that level, the authentication process would be there.
Yes.
You would hope.
But who can even trust these certificates of authenticity?
Exactly.
Like when you go to a silent auction, how are you to know
that's
that?
That's true. Like some people buy art that is supposed to be by a famous artist and it isn't.
Yeah.
You know, like they'll get duped in that situation.
All the time. It happens all the time.
Yeah. Just my suggestion is this. Just get a 4-year-old. And just put her art up on the wall.
It's beautiful.
It's better anyway.
Beautiful.
Y'all do that?
It's all rainbows.
It's fantastic. Frame it. I got and it looks really, really cool.
I got one of those frames you can pop open and then put the new art on top of it. Mm-hmm. So every day you just put a new piece of art on it, which is great. And that's it stores fantastic. The old stuff.
Because
it's like, you know, it's a lot of stuff
eventually
in there.
It's going to start getting tossed.
It's a lot of stuff. Yeah, and then eventually you move on. But at least it gets to have a moment of glory for a little while. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.